Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Moving along now to item number 27, public comment. Ms. Bard, come on down.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. I was going through the agenda packet, and in the transportation presentation, there was, I guess it was minutes from a meeting that was held. It was a transportation workshop that was held October 2014. Anyway, in those minutes, there was a statement, and I'd like to ask a status, that said that the county is looking into a redevelopment district, a Commission of Cultural Affairs funding organization, a history preservation program funding organization. Can you give me an update on what is going on with those three items?
They're in the minutes of this package.
I usually print it out. I just didn't do it. And it was within the context of with the historic preservation program, mostly, you know, trying to deal with some of the gutters and things like that. Anyway, in terms of partnership, whether it was directly related to a transportation project or not is the question I'm asking. I'm just saying, is there, as stated in those minutes, an effort to create a redevelopment district? If so, can you give us an update? Is there, as stated in the minutes, a commission thinking about or process of establishing a Commission of Cultural Affairs funding or historic program, preservation program
workshops?
Funding?
No, I didn't.
I didn't tell you.
Okay, let me try to explain the answer.
It's in there.
Yeah, it is. This is in reference to a meeting that was held on October 29th at Mike Nevin, Sherry Nevin, Dean Haymore, Desi Redmond were there representing the county, and then there were a number of folks from MDOT. These are recording the process that Mr. Hoffman explained up on the wall, where we get in there and we try to really throw everything up on the wall we can think of at that stage of the process. These are conceptual ideas or possibly the seeds of very beginnings of exploratory programs. These comments specifically that Ms. Barr is referring to deal specifically with C Street and State Route 341. And county reps at that meeting said, we may be thinking, we're looking into establishing a redevelopment district in this area in Virginia City. That is an ongoing expression of interest that periodically groups come to us, whether they be VCTC directors, business owners in town. Does that mean we're far enough along to even analyze it at this stage? No is the answer. Historic Preservation Program funding is what we do all the time through Sherry Nevin. This courthouse, a lot of it was done through HPF grants and also through SHPO, so that's an ongoing comment, as is CCA funding, Commission on Cultural Affairs. I think I've answered those questions pertinent to your question.
So the Historical Preservation and the Commission of Cultural Affairs funding is all blended under Shereen?
Those are ongoing efforts to procure grants relative to historic buildings.
Okay, but there's no effort to do any kind of a redevelopment district effort in D.C.?
I can't say there's no effort, but there's no organized effort or any effort with any momentum. It's just been conceptually discussed.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.
You guys are good. Good job.